The Boulder Valley School District is exploring how to best expand bilingual literacy for kindergarten through 12th grade. KGNU's Rosana Longo-Better spoke with Dr. Tanya Godinez Hogan, director of CU Boulder's Bueno Center, about the best models for bilingual education.
I am Dr. Tanya Hogan, and my advice, I think, would be, as a caution, is oftentimes what we see and what we've read about in the research is that sometimes when we create dual language programs, the people it benefits the most is often not the native Spanish speakers that it was intended to, and it ends up benefiting more the English speakers in the dual language program. And we see that because they're the ones that, you know, when they get the seal of biliteracy, it's more English speakers who learn Spanish getting it. And so one of the things we want to make sure is, as we advocate for dual language immersion programs, that we're also advocating for equity in dual language immersion programs. So it's not solely, oh, let's create these dual immersion programs, because oftentimes it's in neighborhoods where they have more wealth and versus where it's needed and is going to be actually culturally sustaining. And so a cautionary tale is just making sure that that is a consideration and that someone is monitoring that it's also equitable and just for our families.
What are the modalities that are offered in bilingual ed? And which ones are the most appropriate from your point of view?
Probably the most common ones that you will find are either the dual language immersion, which is, you know, you have native Spanish speakers with native English speakers, and they're both learning English and Spanish. And in my opinion, that's probably one of the best programs because it's about maintaining your language. So if I'm a native Spanish speaker, I am learning English as I am maintaining my Spanish language as well. So in the end, the goal is biliteracy, biculturalism, and we expect that to hopefully continue. Unfortunately, what we often see is that the programs end in elementary school, and there's very few that move on to middle and then to high school. The other type of program that's very common, especially in Colorado, is the transitional native language instruction. And so you get Spanish instruction in the beginning, but the goal is to transition to English. And so oftentimes we while that is good to be getting your native language instruction, it tailors off because the goal for that is to learn English, be in English. And so oftentimes the biliteracy is not maintained. And we often refer to that as more of a subtractive program because the goal is English, where dual language immersion is more of an additive because the goal is biliteracy. And so we would advocate and for the biliteracy piece of being able to have that and offer that K-12 and beyond. I think in college we would encourage that, you know, there are classes that are offered bilingually and that students could continue to write college papers even in Spanish if they wanted to. But that's something we have to work on, I think, in the state.
The census is showing us that the population of Latinos in the state of Colorado has increased already, and it continues to increase, and it's projected to increase more. The need to maintain the culture, the language, and to be proficient in both, it seems like it's urgent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. And we can't compartmentalize languages. I think my first language is Spanish, and I think in both languages, I know when I'm a speaker, like before when you just arrived here, I was mixing back and forth between English and Spanish. I know I don't have to worry about I have to remember what I have to say in English, or I can quickly cambiar español and you understand exactly what I was saying. And so it's something about our brains don't have to think. We say and speak what we need to. And so I think that's honoring the culture, honoring the language. And that's why we appreciate schools that accept translanguaging, and that's really accessing your full linguistic repertoire and being able to just use what comes to you. And for kids, they might be, even in a dual language immersion program, they might be learning something in English, but their brains may be thinking about it in Spanish. And when they go to write, some of the words might be in English, some might be in Spanish. It's not wrong. They're using their biliterate brain. And we have to be nurture that and cultivate that and make sure that we are supporting that development versus like saying, no, you have to say this in English and you have to say this in Spanish. There's a beauty of us being able to be bilingual.
But what about those parents or those teachers that worry when they have two languages at home, when the parents have two, three languages at home? Sometimes they're worried because they either don't learn the languages fast, they have some delay in the learning process. Also, some parents sadly want the kids to only learn English in order to fit in the society. They must speak correct English and they should not have an accent. So what are your thoughts about this complex reality that we live in America, where the language that we should be speaking, the official language, is English, and then the other languages are more as a something nice to have, but it's not a necessity. And as a matter of fact, our college academic world is only seen in English and accepted in English.
Well, I would push back on that by saying I think most jobs now, you need to, if you speak another language, it's an asset. And so I think it's how you view it and the perception that we have about it. I think being bilingual is an asset, and jobs more than ever need that. And I know that in just thinking about my family and all the different jobs that they have, all of us in our roles, our Spanish is useful in our jobs and it's necessary. And so I would say to parents, while it seems when they're starting school that they're behind, they're not behind. And we know that because other kids have done dual language immersion, have maintained their language, and are thriving. And so they're not behind. They're learning two languages, three languages, some four languages, and that's beautiful. The problem we have is the standardized tests we give are biased, and they're not, we don't have anything that assesses biliteracy either. And I think if there was a standardized test that actually assessed in both languages, you would see different results. But again, our school systems are behind. And so the test may show, oh no, they're a little bit behind in English. But I always tell parents, okay, ask, how are they doing in Spanish? If they can show that in Spanish, they're not behind. They're not behind. If they can read in Spanish, they're not behind. They're reading it in their native language. It will catch up. And so I would just say we have to keep pushing back, because I think there's a lot of myths out there about what happens with language. And so we just have to push back on it and be proud of our bilingualism.
That was Tanya Godinez-Hogan, director of CU Boulder's Bueno Center. She was speaking with Rosana Longo-Better, who will be hosting a call-in panel discussion tomorrow with BVSD Superintendent Dr. Rob Anderson and board member Richard Garcia to talk about how BVSD is planning on expanding bilingual education.